Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on a Wednesday morning. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me and Kim St. Ogden here along with me and Ethan Bright and Susan Thomas, and a much different commute this morning than 24 hours ago. Somebody texted in on the text line earlier, the 97.1 text line. Hey, somebody should warn MoDOT it might snow again on Saturday. Let's make sure they're well aware a couple days out that there's a possibility of some snow. What do you think?
I think maybe just warn them that it could snow, that with it being winter, there's colder temperatures, and therefore they should just be on guard. That precipitation can fall in the form of snow, ice.
Somebody tell them it's winter time, and you kind of need to be extra cautious this time of year. Get those trucks out there and working. Anyway, I don't know. They kind of backed off their initial claim that they didn't pre-treat the roads, and answers. There have to be answers to some of these questions. Nick Schroer, the state senator, seems to be after some of those. We had him on yesterday morning. You can listen to his interview on the podcast if you want to go back and listen from yesterday's show. News Channel 5 clearly doesn't know that because they wrote an entire story about him yesterday and claimed that they had no comment from him when he was live on this show yesterday morning. So hello, Channel 5. What are you doing? We're here for you. When you need us. Anyway, the text line, 314-241-9797. We're going to call this the hate on Mark line because Kim's been reading some of the texts that have been coming on this morning. I have a question for you, and let me ask you honestly, Ethan and Kim, when you hear this. When you hear me say George Stephanopoulos, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Mr. Snuffleupagus?
Well, besides that,
I was just saying.
Who originated that comment?
Was it Trump? I don't know.
No, it was Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Many, 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 many years, Rush Limbaugh referred to Stephanopoulos, making fun of his last name. And in tribute to him, when I mention Stephanopoulos, I often use the Rush Limbaugh line on that. That's all it is. It's a tribute to Rush Limbaugh. Somebody wrote in this morning. And one of my really good friends is Greek. Somebody wrote in this morning and suggested that every time I say that, I insult everybody of Greek heritage. And that with a last name like mine, I should not be making fun of somebody else's last name. I mean, seriously, folks. Can we lighten up around here a little bit? It's a tribute to Rush Limbaugh. I could care less about George Stephanopoulos one way or the other.
Well, the person will appreciate that you just said his last name the correct way.
Oh, who cares if he's Greek or Asian or whatever he is? It's a funny reference that Rush Limbaugh made for years about this guy that has absolutely zero business being in network news and trying to portray himself as an unbiased news anchor. He's not. He never was. But I have insulted every Greek by making the same reference, the great one Rush Limbaugh made for all those years in talk radio. So that's all I am admitting guilt to.
Well, if the person has a boo-boo, they can just put some Windex on it if they're hurt by your comment.
Thank you.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I'm talking about, what I'm referencing?
No.
Okay, Mark, do you? When I say Windex?
People are thinking I'm crazy now.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the guy, the whole family's Greek, and the running joke is that he just puts Windex on everything.
Yeah, there you go. It's been a long time since I saw that movie, because other people are probably having the same reaction. You can just inject some Clorox into your veins. Isn't that what they accused Trump of saying one time about COVID? I mean, the crazies did say that about him. Anyway, we've still got a great show for you coming up. Mary Vogt from the Heritage Foundation in just a few minutes. We're going to get to Eben Brown at the bottom of the hour with more on the cabinet meeting yesterday and the, I'm not even sure at this point why it's still a thing, but the discussion over this drug boat, which the Democrats are trying to make. It's a nothing burger that they're trying to make something out of, including the Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. We'll talk to Eben about the fallout from all of that. Next hour, Jimmy Failla, host of Fox and Friends, or a host of Fox Across America, often a guest on Fox and Friends, and sometimes I hear him on with Kilmeade. I mean, he's just omnipresent on the Fox network these days. He's coming to town in January. Tickets are already available on our website, 971talk.com. Under events, you can find a link to those tickets, and you can buy them. The whole crew's going to be out there. A bunch of us will be out there that night that Fela's in town out at the factory in Chesterfield. So that that should be a good time. I have to tell you, Kim, of course, the Responder Rescue ATF raffle was a big success this year, raised just a tad under $20,000 for our friends. Thanks to all of you who bought tickets to that. We had to call all the winners last Wednesday and let them know that they won. The first winner gets their choice, then second place, then third place. The first winner took the handgun from the range, so he's going to be going to the range to handle all that. We appreciate that. The second winner, the lady, her name was Cindy, she wanted the basket of booze. She was so excited. And I'm like, are you a bourbon fan? No, I'll probably keep the wine. I'm giving the rest of it to my son, who's a firefighter, which I thought was great. I think she said he was a firefighter. Definitely a first responder. And I'm going to drop all that off this morning to her.
Nice.
So I will personally deliver it.
Do you know which department he...
I don't. I'll try to find out when I'm there today, but maybe he'll want to keep that under wraps. So all of his friends don't want to come over and drink all of his booze. I don't know. I was admiring it again yesterday, man. That bottle of Pappy, the two bottles of Weller that are in there, and a couple of bottles of Blanton's, and then all the other stuff that went along with it. Tons of stuff. So thanks to everybody who helped me with that and donated, and Tom and Carl and a bunch of other people who didn't want to be named, and my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits. I couldn't have done it without it. A lot of people donated bottles so we could have a really great raffle there, which we did, raising more money. It's fantastic. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And smashing her hand on the table. And I said, wow, honey, what are you thinking? And she said, he made us move in order for our own safety. And it's now he's destroying the country. You know, listen,
wow.
She lives here. She hears what I'm saying to you.
So that's Rosie O'Donnell admitting that she has completely warped the mind of her 11-year-old autistic son, who she refers to as a daughter who thinks they're non-binary. I mean, there's a whole litany of parental problems going on in the Rosie O'Donnell house, which is now in Ireland somewhere, because her child thinks Donald Trump forced her to leave the country. That's the kind of nonsense brainwashing of the left these days. It is a mental illness.
He said, I want those boats taken out. And if we have to, we will attack on land also. Let me be clear. If Trump were to order an attack on land, that would be an act of war, and Congress would invoke the War Powers
Act. Wow. Wow. Hey, Chucky, did you do that when Obama was sending all those cruise missiles over in the Afghanistan area and all the, what were you doing then when he was bombing sheep herders? I didn't hear you invoke the War Powers Act. Odd.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat.
Pete Hegseth explaining what happened, completely backing the admiral that made the decision to make sure the boat was at the bottom of the ocean and not left floating so people could retrieve some of the drugs we were trying to eliminate.
What Biden did to this country by allowing all these people to come into our country and destroy our country and let all those drugs pour in, and hundreds of thousands of people a year died, and we're taking those out.
Pretty much what he said. The president said, hey, we're not putting up with it anymore. We're taking them out. We're not letting them bring those drugs to this country anymore. And somebody pointed out the other day, I don't know if it was before the holidays, at some point I had somebody on that said the logical way to do this, you're getting some percentage of the drugs by blowing up the boats. What you need to do is target the production facilities. We know where those are, a couple of well-placed cruise missiles, and that's where you hurt them. So if they're talking about an attack on Venezuelan soil, that, my guess, is where that would probably happen. But we'll see in the coming days if that's what they're targeting. So stay tuned for that. All right. Ethan's telling me I need to wrap up here. So let me do that. Coming up, we're going to get to Mary Vogt from the Heritage Foundation. She is, of course, covering all of these stories, including, of course, what's going on with the military and the drug boats. We'll get to that straight ahead. Eben Brown at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows that our president is racist, xenophobic, Islamophobic, and we are gonna fight that. America has a history of fighting and stopping those kind of individuals who continue to divide people and divide communities.
Yeah, a Somali migrant there in Minneapolis, where there are apparently 80 to 100,000 of them, who in many cases have simply adopted whatever they were doing in their homeland and brought it to America. And the president says enough. Then the story breaks that there's $1 billion in fraud going on in the Minneapolis area, mostly linked to the Somali community. And Tim Walz, the allegation is, either knew about it or did nothing to stop it. And that's pretty amazing. We've got Mary Vogt with us this morning. Of course, she's the Vice President of Strategic Communication at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I know you guys had an article on this yesterday that, in the title of it, I loved it. Thomas Jefferson could have predicted the massive Somali Minnesota fraud scheme.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah, it's a great article in the Daily Signal by Jared Stepman. I mean, you can't make this up. Billions of dollars in this scheme. I mean, they had a welfare program called Feed Our Future, which was supposed to help individuals. Instead, hundreds of millions of dollars every year went to them supporting a lavish lifestyle, luxury vehicles. They even bought real estate in the United States, Kenya, and Turkey. It is absolutely abhorrent at a time when individuals are focused on gas prices and grocery prices and how the housing market, you see government waste taxpayer dollars to this level. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and what's the Tim Walz link to all this?
Well, he was governor under it, and so, you know, there's a responsibility of the governor to understand programs that are going out and how the taxpayer money is being spent. And let's just say, thank God he didn't win and become the vice president of the United States. If billions of dollars in his own home state are being used outrageously, what would happen on the national level? It's right for Donald Trump to call him out on this. I mean, it's right for him to try to fix the problem. And, you know, this is an issue that resonates really well with the American public. They don't want their taxpayer dollars being wasted. They understand they're giving money to our government, and they expect it to be used responsibly. That is both a Democrat and a Republican position.
When you're talking about money being used responsibly, you also think about organizations like the Boy Scouts. People have been big supporters of the Boy Scouts for years. I know it's now been titled differently because they want to say that girls can be part of that, which is just such bogus. And the Department of War has supposedly been rumored to be cutting ties with them because they don't support the new value system. The Daily Signal had a good article on this too, because it seems like that's the right move, that at some point the government, if you're going to be supporting an organization, has to say, look, you don't support our values, therefore we're not going to back you financially.
Exactly. And this isn't them saying that the original intent of Boy Scouts for America, the fact that this group would instill values and virtue and hard work in young boys to raise them up to be strong men. Of course, Pete Hegseth and the Department of War would want to align with an organization like that, but that's not what this is. They changed their name, you know, in 2007, and they endorsed transgender ideology. They said that, you know, girls can be boys and boys can be girls, and promoted homosexuality within the institution. There's also, they faced like 80,000 claims of child sexual abuse in a scandal that basically bankrupted them in 2020. It's no longer the group that parents want to send their young boy to instill these values and to teach them life skills. It's become this left-wing, woke program that indoctrinates children when it used to be nonpartisan. It's unfortunate. Of course, the Department of War wants to have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I hope people go to the Daily Signal and read that article. It's eye-opening because I was unaware of that, so I was really glad to read it there. Mary, I know we're going to run out of time here in about a minute and a half, but a big win in Tennessee yesterday in that special election. Is there a message there for the Republican Party?
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrible Democrat candidate that won. When you run and you make fun of the state that you're running in, you make fun of country music, and you make fun of people of faith, it's not going to go well for you.
Right.
We won the race. There are, you know, the turnout numbers on the right weren't outstanding. There were a lot of individuals that didn't still vote. The candidate did a great job of saying what we stand for. And I think that's what affected us in Virginia. We were very obsessed with Jay Jones and the comments that he made, rightfully so. But we didn't provide the voters with an option or a solution of, this is where we stand. This is how we're going to help you with gas prices and grocery prices and housing and government getting out of your lives. We didn't do that enough. And so in Tennessee 7, the candidate did do that. I think he did a great job of getting his message out. He was relatively unknown as a candidate, so having to introduce himself to the public, he ran a great race. So it was a great win for us. I hope the Republicans take what happened there and use that going forward. We have the midterms to look at.
Right.
We really need conservatives in D.C. that are willing to implement the Trump agenda.
Hope so. Mary Vogt with Heritage, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com. Coming up, we'll get to Evan Brown from Fox News Radio. He's talking more about the asylum crackdown and the drug boat attacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made which he had the complete authority to do. And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back. And the American people are safer because narco-terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary
to
the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
Yeah, Pete Hegseth yesterday, he made the comments during the cabinet meeting that the president held, probably the last one of the year, where each one of them gets to go around. And, of course, the questions yesterday focused on the drug boat and the second strike on some drug boat from back in September. And I think the interesting thing about that is, I said this yesterday, if the first time they hit the boat it didn't sink, why wouldn't you hit the boat again? For people who believe it is extrajudicial what they're doing, they're wrong, number one. Number two, if the rocket that hit the boat the first time didn't kill the two people who happened to be in it or the two people who survived, they're clinging to the boat, which is still floating. They need, if they weren't concerned about killing those people with the initial strike, what's the concern that they probably died with the second strike? Nobody else has survived one of these before. There's no reason to believe that was going to happen this time, or any evidence other than a fake Washington Post story, unsubstantiated, that even the New York Times had to call out. So here's what the president said about this yesterday, about these drug boats. Go to cut 13, please.
People, and I call them animals in many cases. I think they're animals. To come into our country and destroy our country and let all those drugs pour in, let people just walk across the border like it was nothing. You look at them, a lot of them, you know, you say, oh, let's not discriminate. I'm not talking about color. I'm just talking about you look into the eyes of some of these people. We're smart. And you see a killer. Come on in. Just come on in. 11,888 murderers. Many of them committed more than one murder. He allowed them into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. But he also allowed drugs to come in at record numbers, and hundreds of thousands of people a year died. And we're taking those out.
We're taking those SOBs out, is what the president said yesterday. Some people don't like his language, Kim. Some people don't like the way he describes some of these things. But at the end of the day, grow up. He's as honest as anyone could be in that situation. We're not going to let these SOBs, you might use a different word that's a lot worse than that, come in and kill our children by bringing these drugs into the country. We're going to stop it. We're going to call it what it is, and we're going to stop it. And I could not be more proud of what they're doing. If they end up taking out some of these drug production facilities in Venezuela, so be it. I honestly, that's not about regime change, although I'm sure they'd love to change the regime down there. Maduro is the head of one of these cartels. There's plenty of evidence of that.
So this situation unfolded while I was on maternity leave. And I remember seeing the video. This was September, right?
What, with the drug boats?
Yes.
This particular one was September 2nd.
Okay, because I remember seeing this, the video, the viral, the explosion. And obviously now it's being shared everywhere in light of what's going on right now. I understand why you want to have a serious deterrent. It sets the example of, okay, if you're going to be trying to get drugs into our country, you know, fentanyl, these drugs that are killing people, a lot of children. I mean, you have like the tiniest trace of, remember that story where there was like a tiny trace of fentanyl or something and like a toddler or something had just touched it and it killed the toddler, I believe. That's how serious this is. So you almost need to say, hey, you're trying to bring this stuff over into our country. There's some serious consequences. Now, what I am trying to play catch up on, because I'm having mom brain right now, is the whole land, the whole land debacle, because obviously Chuck Schumer was speaking about that.
He did. And what he's saying is if you're going to attack the country of Venezuela as opposed to a drug boat that left the country of Venezuela, we need to vote on the War Powers Act. The Democrats always want to vote on the War Powers Act when it's something a Republican does, but never when it's something one of their own Democrats does. Joe Biden was dropping bombs. He killed children. They didn't have anything to say about that.
So the War Powers Act, just so I have this right, it requires the president to essentially tell Congress
to declare war
of his plans, but it has to be 48 hours, right, before anything actually happens?
Well, they usually, he will consult with Congress before he does it, and then they will take a vote on it. If he's going to declare war, if you are fighting terrorism, and these narco terrorists have been identified, Tren de Aragua, as a terrorist organization, you don't need the War Powers Act. Barack Obama didn't need the War Powers Act. Joe Biden didn't need the War Powers Act. George Bush, if you go to war in another country with boots on the ground, then you're probably going to go to Congress and get some sort of declaration of hostile activities. But that's not what we're talking about here. I can't see Donald Trump putting troops on the ground in Venezuela. What I can see him doing is sending a couple of guided missiles into some cocaine factories and fentanyl factories in Venezuela and blowing them off the map.
Because really a lot of this fentanyl, my understanding of it is that it's coming from China, but then where they're kind of organizing,
correct,
that's all happening in Venezuela, or a lot of it's happening in Venezuela, and that's why this is a target for us.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. So that's what they were talking about yesterday. What you've got is a situation where Rand Paul is one of them, but mostly the Democrats are standing up defending terrorists. That's what, where they're more concerned about the lives of the terrorists than they are your children. Here's how Pete Hegseth described that yesterday. Go to cut one, please.
Designated terrorist organizations. Now, a number of us here served in the military and spent 20 years fighting terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the other side of the world. How do you treat Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Do you arrest them and treat them, pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? Or do you end the problem directly by taking a lethal kinetic approach?
Good question. A lethal kinetic, no, you don't pat them on the head. You take them out. If we could have taken out the 9/11 suicide hijackers before it happened, Would we have had to declare war to do that? No. It's a completely ridiculous argument. And then, of course, yesterday they're trying to bring up the issue of war crimes on the second strike. I was thrilled to see Hegseth defending that admiral and saying that they'd do it all over again. The point is to stop the flow of drugs into the United States. No president in my lifetime has done more to stop that than Donald Trump. First, he sealed the border. Second, he put out a notice to the cartels in Mexico and the president of Mexico that if we find you're still doing this, we will market, label you as terrorists, and we'll take you out too. What's Mexico going to do?
Well, that's my point, is that
if you won't do something to stop it,
right?
We will.
Exactly. They're not doing enough. They claim they were going to, right? They said that they were going to work in conjunction with the United States, but they haven't done anything.
Such a rotten government in Mexico. It really is. Corrupt as can be. Corrupt as the day is long, for sure. All right. We were trying to get a hold of Evan Brown there. We didn't have any luck, but that's okay. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim's segment, Kim on a Whim. Next hour, Jimmy Failo, the great one, host of A Fox Across America. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
Well, you better have your real ID or at least your passport, because beginning in February 1st, if you try to fly domestically and you don't have either one, TSA is going to be implementing a fee, a $45 fee that you have to pay that they say will cover the cost that they have to verify you, your identity, in order to travel. And they say the fee doesn't even guarantee verification. It just covers the cost of doing it. So if your identity can't be verified, then you'd be turned away and you can't fly. Also should be noting that the verification, the fee you're paying, only covers a 10-day travel period. So if you're going somewhere to Europe, for example, for 2 weeks, and you don't want to get the real ID, which I know people who say, look, it's gone too far, I'm not getting it, and they, for some reason, don't have their passport or they can't find it, you'd have to pay the fee again. So you're talking about a $90 fee just to go on your trip.
You'd have your passport if you were going overseas.
Well, I'd certainly hope so, unless you can't find it. No, it's true, because you couldn't use your real ID just to go overseas.
If you were traveling domestically somewhere for more than 10 days, you'd have to do the same thing again to get back home, right?
I guess you would.
Yeah,
it says that some 90%+ of people, 94% of passengers are already compliant and that they have the real ID. But remember, we were interviewing a woman several months ago and she was encouraging people to push back and she was saying, do not get the real ID.
I know. I still don't know. I just don't completely understand that. I mean, there's nothing the government needs to know about you that they don't already know. I'm not sure that you're salvaging yourself from anything. The fee is interesting, though, because does it say where the money goes?
Well, it's going to pay for the process they have to go
supposedly
through to verify you.
How difficult is it?
It's a click of a button, I'm sure. And
right.
It's really a deterrent. The $45 fee is to say, hey, we're going
to
make this really annoying
to
for
penalize you.
Penalize you. Until you get the real ID.
Well, you know, I guess ultimately I'm opposed to that idea. I don't understand, number one, you've been warned long enough now that if you want to keep flying, this is what you need to do. Just get a passport. Who doesn't? I mean, it's not that difficult to get a passport. It's pricey.
Plenty
of people.
It
costs you some money to get a passport.
Well, maybe that's one reason. But people who don't ever fly out of the country, I know quite a few people who don't have a passport.
This is just not that difficult. To get the real ID.
It's been enforced since May. To go into even a federal building, you are supposed to have a real ID or your passport. Or I know that, for example, like military IDs, things like that, I think that there's some exceptions.
I just love to know where the money goes because, for example, I happen to know somebody this happened to. A friend got caught going to the airport, had a gun in his, forgot that it was in his briefcase, right? And was able to get out of the line and take it back, store it in, lock it in his car or whatever, come back in. Got a letter 2 months later from TSA claiming they were going to fine him $5,000 for attempting to bring a gun through the line. Now, clearly that's punitive, right? The law that formed the Homeland Security Department, Transportation Security Administration, allows them to level civil fines No judge involved. No criminal charges. They alone get to decide how much the fine's going to be. And they can fine you. And you have to go to a court and argue with them if you want to get it decreased. He had to hire an attorney and got the fine decreased to like $500.
Yeah, but how much
instead of $5,000? But what did the attorney cost?
I was just going to say, you're still forking over a lot of money for the attorney.
So we've given the TSA entirely too much money and too much latitude to just randomly decide they're going to charge you $45 if you don't have a gold star on your driver's license.
Lisa's saying on Facebook, my daughter traveled without a passport or a real ID, no issues.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting. How long ago was that?
Yeah.
You'd think this is something where they're really enforcing it, because the fact that they're going to be imposing a fine on you seems like they're taking it.
Yeah, and how hard is it for them to verify you if you don't have, if you have an ID that's either, that well, that's not doesn't have the gold star on it?
Because they scan it now, right? So don't you think their computer would be able to quickly pull up and say, no, real ID, not real ID? Because, I mean, people have gotten...
But you can see by looking at it. It's got a star in the corner.
But you know how many people are going through the line and how quickly they're probably, just glancing at them and saying, all right, you're good.
Well, just so you know, on top of your luggage fees, you may face a $45 hindrance fee if you don't just go ahead and get a real ID.
They're going to start charging you to go to the bathroom on the planes.
No kidding.
$5 to go number one. And
that's next. I would not be surprised at all if they put a card reader on the outside of the toilet. Wow. Jimmy Failla coming up, host of Fox Across America, and coming to St. Louis in January. We'll have all the details for you. And our friend Taylor Riggs from The Big Money Show with more on these deposit accounts. Investment deposit accounts for kids, for American children. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.